AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the Trump administration's peace plan looks better, and the work will continue during talks on how to end Russia's nearly four-year war. The AP's Susie Bland reports this could be a vital week of talks.
Now U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff and other officials are due to fly to Moscow, where they're expected to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday. But diplomats face an uphill struggle to try and reconcile Ukraine and Russia's red lines. Both Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin have cautiously welcomed the outlines of the US plan. Still, officials on both sides have indicated a long road ahead because there seem to be major sticking points that appear unresolved, such as Ukraine ceding territory.
Around 250 federal border agents are aiming to arrest 5,000 people after today's expected launch of what they're calling Swamp Sweep, an immigration crackdown in southeast Louisiana, around New Orleans, and into Mississippi. A federal appeals court ruled President Trump's former personal lawyer, Alina Habba, is disqualified from serving as New Jersey's top federal prosecutor, despite the administration's maneuvers to keep her in that job. Pope Leo celebrated Lebanon's tradition of interfaith coexistence as a beacon of hope for the conflict-torn region.
Here in this beloved land, may every bell toll, every adhan, every call to prayer blend into a single soaring hymn, not only to glorify the merciful Creator of heaven and earth, but also to lift a heartfelt prayer for the divine gifts of peace.
Thousands of people in Lebanon braved a steady rain in the morning to line the Pope's motorcade route, some throwing flower petals and rice on his car in a gesture of welcome. This is AP News. Bangladesh's ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Her niece, a member of the British Labour Party, was also sentenced.
On corruption charges, Bangladesh's corruption watchdog's prosecutor, Khan Mohammed Mainul Hassan, announced the charges to the press outside the courtroom. The judge in the trial said Hasina misused her power as Prime Minister involving a government's land project. He said British politician Siddiq was guilty of corruptly influencing her aunt in helping her mother and two siblings get a land plot in a government project. Siddiq's mother, Sheikh Rehana, was given 7 years in prison and was considered the prime participant in the case. Siddiq, who represents London's Hampstead and Highgate areas in Britain's parliament, was tried as a Bangladeshi citizen. She disputed the claim and said she was a British citizen and called the trial a farce. I'm Karen Shamas.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.